Hello, everyone, and welcome to session number 5. As always, make sure you have a space that feels right for you, some plants, an object, something that feels like it supports the work that we're going to do, a space that feels safe and nourishing. I also invite you to have some water, have some tea. At any moment when you feel thirsty, follow that impulse, take a little sip. It will support the work. As in all of these videos, I will show different variations, some in a chair, some standing up. I might use the ground, and I invite you to do the same. As you do these videos, especially if you do them again and again, I invite you to play with the different options. See what it's like to do it sitting if that feels comfortable. See what it's like to do the same exercise standing. See what it's like maybe to do it lying on your back. There's no wrong way to do this work. The key is to follow what feels right for you and always adapt to what feels best. So, let us bring our hands to our heart. It's taking a moment of gratitude to ourselves for showing up, being present, sharing our own truth, smiling into our heart space, knowing that we are doing this work not only for ourselves, but for our friends, our family, our community, all sentient beings. And let the work smile back at you. Let out a sigh if it wants to come out, and just gently brush down the chest, releasing any energy down into the earth. And as we do that, sending the energy down to the feet and just starting to feel this exchange of energy. Energy dropping down, awareness going down, and the earth coming up. The earth saying, I got you. I'm here for you. And allowing that sensation. What is it like to really allow the earth to hold us up? If you're lying on the ground, just feeling those points of contact. Really feeling this energy breathing with the earth back and forth. We're sitting, feeling our feet and also our pelvis into the chair. The surrender, that's not a collapse, it's just a release. And starting to feel the inside arch, the outside arch of the feet. This amazing architecture that we have. Leonardo da Vinci said the greatest architecture in the world is the human foot. So feeling this capacity of our feet to support our weight, to be elastic. If you're lying on your back, whatever is touching your back, allow that to support you. And just start to play, shifting the weight left and right. No destination. No form, just following the curiosity of the moment and allowing this weight shift left and right to invite the spine and the skeleton to also pour left and right, liquefying our bones. Giving ourselves a foot massage through the ground. Also letting our inner ear, this vestibular system, our balance, play, wake up, activate, and gently find the middle, somewhere that feels balanced between the left and the right. And now bring the balance to the toes and to the heels, through the balls of the feet, just gently shifting front and back. I learned yesterday that human beings have this equilibrium system that helps us distinguish between heaven and earth. Well, I didn't learn that yesterday, that I knew, but that migratory birds have a different balance system that helps them navigate between the poles, the North Pole and the South Pole, the different magnetisms. So I thought it's so cool that different animals have different ways of orienting to the world. So just play with that idea for a second as we shift forward and back. This relationship between the energy below, earth, above, sky, and also the poles, the left and the right, the North Pole and the South Pole, that we're always in between two things. Really illuminating for me. And the front and the back, let that settle somewhere in the middle. Feeling the resonance of that movement. And then let's play around. Circular. Feeling how the weight can shift in both directions. Starting to mix left and right. If you had paint on the bottom of your feet, starting to smear that paint on the ground. Sitting down, also allowing the head and the pelvis to move and to slide and to play. Playing with the potency of our posture. And if you're lying on the ground, we can have just as much fun sliding on the earth, feeling the weight pour to one side and the other side, almost like the beginning of a roll. You could even do it sitting, feeling this energy front and back, left and right. As long as you're curious, you can't be wrong. And bring in this search back over our feet, somewhere in the middle. Just feel this resonance inside the body. Our eyes connected to the space. Feeling that we are in the middle of wherever we are. That is a version of presence. And bring our hands up into our awareness. Take a nice inhale and breathe some heat. Some magic soap into those hands and start to wash them. Remembering that we're not just washing the hands, but we're inviting the rest of the body to move, to find a little groove on this day. Just using the hands as a gateway in and washing the backs of the hands, finding all the beautiful little curves of the hands, the backs of the palms. Find the fingertips and the palms. Waking up the palms, waking up the heart. The fingers. It's also a nice way to release something. You can release out the fingers. Sound effects. And any last little place you want to get on the hands, including the wrists and the elbows into the dance. And bring that energy into the palms. A little vigor. Heat. Creating that fire. And 3, 2, 1. Coming back to this magnetism, this energy that you can feel even if you can't see it between the palms. Putting our breath, putting our diaphragm. Putting our awareness between our palms and letting our breath and movement go together. We inhale and exhale in your own rhythm, your own size. The breath doesn't have to follow the movement one to one. It's just that we are allowing the breath to move us. Opening. Hello, plants. Allowing the hands to help you see the space. Left and right. Finding the softness in the tone. This balance between rigidity and collapsed. Where's that sweet spot? And last one. Slow breeze. The breath of the wind. And flipping the hands. Up and down, we continue following the three-dimensionality of our breath, opening us up and down, opening our spine, our throat, Ah, you can even play with opening your mouth as you open. Ah, your spine like a snake moving. Even just that image can help you. Even if it physically doesn't happen, seeing and feeling this wave. And last couple, opening, creating space in the body. Eyes up and down. And bring the hands front and back. Front body, back body, digestive system, nervous system. Ah, embryos, rebirthing ourselves, opening to the back, opening to the front. You can do this sitting, you can do this lying down, all versions. No wrong way to be conscious as we breathe. Bringing movement into the dance, into the breath. And last couple. Notice how the front and the back also invites the spiral of the spine. And last couple. Ah, and bringing the hands back. Shaping this ball of energy, this chi ball of breath, left and right, up and down, front and back. And just continue this flow that we've been building over these sessions. And I invite you to also let go of the form and allow the breath to take the space it needs. What happens when we just follow the breath as it is? Allowing this ball of energy to expand, to contract, open. Can be very small. You can find moments to pause. So important to maintain our imagination. Sometimes it gets dulled by daily life. So this is a moment not just to play with movement, not just to play with awareness, but this capacity to imagine, to play in fantasy. Last couple moments for yourself. Connecting our breath to our movement, to our expression. And bringing that ball back. And gently folding it, inviting it back into our being, reabsorbing that ball, that breath. And just feel how your breath is now. Without changing it. See the space around you. Feel the space inside of you. And know that if you need to pause here, this is already great work. You don't need to always do everything. If this is enough, let it be enough for today. You can always come back. And if you feel inspired to do some more, let us continue. Brushing away, opening our base a little bit. Bring our hands, our tentacles to our waist, and activating our lymph system, pumping through the body. Ah, spiraling. The lymph system, especially in our armpits, behind our knees, in our pelvis. So good to flush this, help release the toxins. And the calves are the heart of the lower body. So we activate the calves, we start to pump the blood. Back up. A little more vigorous if you want. Always follow what feels right for you. And three, two, one. And crossing the elbows over. We'll keep a nice steady rhythm. Opening the heart in the front. Heart, lungs in the back. And three, two, one, and gently slow down. Feel the heart beating, the pulse, this polyrhythmic dance throughout the body. Just take a moment and feel that pulse. See if you can feel it in different places. Maybe in your feet, in your chest, in your head. And take our fingers skyward and just stretch. Fingers to the heavens, heels to the earth, creating space inside, space for that blood to flow. And release. Stretching straight ahead, like we're holding each other's hands, stretching our low back, curving our low back, opening kidneys, letting our adrenal glands relax. And release. And last one, opening the armpits, this doorway to the heart, and just feel all of your joints expanding. Internal space growing, growing, growing. And give it a little shake, give it a little wiggle. Little fire dance. Shake it out. Remember to be a little silly. And take that fire, take that rhythm, and bring it into some percussion. Waking up our thymus gland on our heart, our radiance, our joy. Even if you don't feel joy, it's still good to take care of our thymus gland to remind it that it's possible. And waking up our lungs, this touch through the skin, waking up our proprioception, vital organs left and right, belly button, and down one arm, and other arm. A reminder that the tapping is not only to the skin, but we can think to the bone, and even more than the bone, we can think about tapping all the way through the body. So our body becomes transparent, translucent. We become literally enlightened. We allow the light to pass through. So enlightening our pelvis. And down one leg. All the way to the foot. You can go to the bottom of the foot. And up the leg, and down the other leg. Seeing our body also as this source of music and play. And up to the head. Waking up our brain. And nice soft raindrops around the eyes. Around the nose, the ears, the jaw, and the neck. And any last place you want to revisit, or if you didn't get, take a moment, get that place, or just play the body. Yeah. And And bring that tapping back to a pause, allowing the hands to arrive somewhere. Just feeling this echo of that tapping. Just allowing the energy to go wherever it needs to go. The key to this work is we set an intention, we do something with clarity, and then we allow the resonance to go and be whatever it is. Now with the space in the skin, in the cells, in the breath, we're going to bring the attention to the joints, starting to move. I like to start with my wrists, but you can start wherever you want. You can start with just one joint. Just bring in circularity to it. Soft, gentle movement for the soft tissue, the ligaments, the tendons. And both directions. Working our way into the elbows. And working our way into the shoulders. Nice, soft, gentle movement. And if there's any joint that is stuck, I invite you to go to the joint near. So if your shoulder is not feeling like it wants to move, just focus on the elbow. And if that's still too close, just focus on the wrist. Know that movement anywhere can create movement somewhere else. So from the shoulders, we can go a little bit into the ribs. This accordion of the ribs folding, opening, creating more space to breathe. And into the pelvis. Moving this big, beautiful bowl. One way, other way. And I invite you to fold your eyes down into your joints and see this amazing intersection of bone, ligament, soft tissue, all this incredible architecture, and the knees. If it's too much to stand on your knees, you can always go to the ground and allow the weightless movement of the knees to play. Same with the ankles. It can be nice to take pressure off. You can do one. Lounging. And all the way back up into the head, bringing some nice gentle circles to this joint of our neck. And now, because we have joints everywhere, it's a global system. I invite you to just move gently from your joints in a circular way. Imagine all you have are joints. And all the joints move in their own special way. And just imagine for a moment that you're just discovering how they move. A beginner's mind into your joints, just feeling what it is. Exploring, how do these things move? What can they do? What's their limitation? Can they be silly and different? Can they be subtle? The little joints in the fingers and the toes. Liquefying our joints. And let this joint exploration arrive to just one single joint, whichever joint calls out to you that needs some love and attention today. And just bring your hands, if you can do that, to the joint. If not, just bring your attention and just hold that joint, contain it. Give it safety, give it love. Just breathe into that joint. Let the hands hold it. Me holding my joint, you holding yours, us holding it together. And gently clean, wipe the energy away. Nice. Get a little sip of water if you want. And again, if this was enough, I invite you to pause, rest, come back when you want. If you want to keep going, we're going to come back to our teacups. This time, teacups 2.0. We're going to go one step further. So, those teacups we threw back into the sky last time, we're going to call them back down in 3, 2, 1. Now we have our teacups in both hands. Just taking a moment to feel this. Remember, we have this constraint, this limitation of, we have this amazing teacup filled with delicious tea, and we don't want to spill it. Now, if we do spill it, it's all good. We use our imagination, we call them back. But the idea is to maintain our teacups in one piece. How can we be of service to our teacups? So just take a moment and revisit them. Last time we played with going to the sides, going to the front, going down, going up, letting the teacups move us a little bit through space. And today we're going to add a really specific form to it. I'm going to offer a very specific choreography that also invites a little challenge. So see how that feels. Know that you can always adapt as you need. So this is how we're going to do. I'll do it standing and also do it sitting. We're going to take these teacups. We're going to gently place them at our sides. Feel that connection to our hips, that potent posture in our feet, the breath, all the things we worked on today. And then we're going to take one teacup and we're going to send it to the side. The other one is going to stay home. But both teacups are equally important, the one moving and the one static. And we're going to bring this teacup back to our belly button, following this path through the center of our body. Now we're going to open this teacup to each other. Cheers. And we're going to bring this teacup around, all the way around, as much as you can without straining. Open the teacup to the heavens. And then as we bring it around, can we keep bringing it? Hello, everyone, without spilling the teacup. Without spilling. And bring it around to the back. Say hi to the kidneys, and bring it back home. Good. Now let's try the other side. So this teacup stays home. This teacup goes for an adventure out. Our eyes supporting, and we cut under to our belly button. Pass by the other teacup. We open. We cheers each other. And we open up. Around, maintain the breath without holding the breath, without extra tension. Around to the back, saying hello to our kidneys, and back home. Let's try that again. Same pattern, I'll show it sitting. So, teacup out, and one nice fluid motion. We come down. Open around. Again, this part is key. We keep it soft. We keep the breath open. Around. Adjust as you need. Bring the teacup around to the back. And hello to the kidneys. Back at our side. Other side. Out to the side. And cut under. Towards the belly button. Open to the world. Cheers. Up and around, up to the heavens, and around, to the back, to the kidneys, and home. Either way, whatever you felt, good job for embracing the challenge. Give the teacups a little hurl, Give it a little shake. We're going to catch them one more time. And I'm going to show the reverse. So same choreography, but we're going to reverse it. See how this feels. Same, same, but different. Out to the side. And now we come straight to each other. Cheers. Now we cut under to the belly button. It's a magic moment. We go to the back. On the back, we come around. This challenging moment, reaching to the heavens, opening around and back home. Let's try the other side. Reaching out. We start out to each other. We circle back to the belly button. Say hello to the kidneys. And now we come around, using the whole body to support the teacup, not isolating the hand, bring it around, and home. We'll do that one more time. Out to the side, find a little flow. Ah, under, to the back, around, up. And home. Other side. Out. Around. To the center. To the kidneys. Around. Spiraling. Circling. And now before we toss the teacups, let's just dissolve that form and let the teacups move you however you need. You can play a little bit with what we did last time, the free form. But now we have some more patterns. We have some more choreography. We have the back space. We have the circling. Just take a few moments and play whenever you need. Toss one teacup. Just play with one. You can find a pause. And switch the teacups. Continuing to breathe. Know that you can always come back to the video and try again. And gently finding a conclusion to this teacup story, to this teacup dance. And see them once again. Thank you, teacups. Give them a hurl back to the heavens. And know that they'll be there when we need them. Little shakeout. And finishing with our French press meditation. Take something in our palms, something we want to release, we don't need to hold on to, and gather it up in your own rhythm on an inhale, and release it down through the feet into the earth on an exhale. And one more time, check your work. Put it in your hands. Beautiful work, everyone. Thanks for sharing this time with me. Applause for all of us. And we're going to give a clap on three, two, one.